Hey Nairobi, I'm your host Nyanga Walter, and you're tuning in to the Nairobi In podcast.
You cannot drink and write. It cannot happen.
Hey guys, this is Belinda, and welcome to Raborang's Radio.
Yeah. Da 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 da. Wanna violate my youth, not to go further. Everybody wants to end us. Na dekanji pemini jipini. Nenga vile tunashandwa, ja protect us. Okay, push, keep your head up. Everybody wants to end us. Okay, push, man, you gotta keep your bread up. Real Taliban, mini messiah na bairu. Running utena chake nafanya a ride for my niggas. Kauna nisaka tuko outside Kanairo. Shecheki pyramids, ushaifika wa Cairo. Tupande lofa tuende juja ni na bendo. Ana die ghetto ni machozi juja demo. That's all that we can get away but ataki ku let go. Yoni tachali wa esto pa kila mwezi mina kiateka lazima tunego. Mother na tension anauliza why they mention my name. Nikieka effort I pay. Na badilisha methods but results are the same. Another switch up. Kwa giza wanadai kutungiza kwa pori. Na ngori ni tulikosa kuona kitu kwa pori. Kazi yangu ni kurusha hizi madondi. Halipi kodi but refused like a calling. She told me call me but I was busy recording. Mama miss me then take it for a minute. But what is stressing me? I've been broke for a minute. Na kitu ineza ni stress me. Go check out that freestyle on YouTube, man.
Raborang's Radio.
Hey, check. Rada gani. Ukuwaje na mna gani? Unaishiaje? Hey, it's that time of the month. Zile leave zangu fulani. So this time niliangukia leave ya... I usually take 2 days. So niliangukia leave ya Friday and Saturday. After the week was Sunday. So I have a 3-day streak ya pumzika. Unasemaje? Hope you're doing good. Welcome to Raborang's Radio. Cause you know, Raborang's is the coolest kids. Umo at the overseas. Before tuende later, follow that page. Hebu tuambie kwa aje. Wiki imekuwa. The last week of the month, you know guys. Remandeni tunakota tu huko nje kwa the streets. Jio. Nilibaza shona nisha yon. Wa? Mwaniyo video mtu yungu nya nasema
Mama, Bongo nanipenda wewe mipeke yangu, wakupendi wewe.
Waluya watanimaliza. Like by the excuse hiyo watu wajakitumia Waluya kama SI unit ya ujinga ama. Antio kitambo hile point ya Mluya alikonga associated na ujinga. Wachakuwa Mluya wewe, wachakuwa Mluya bro. Cha Uluya mingi. Yes, just associated with naivety, yani. Hope uko fiti, mini uko fiti sana. Welcome to my podcast, this is my Rubin podcast. Here we'll just talk about how the week has been. My random thoughts. And I usually curate playlists za ngoma zimeni bamba on the week. Bana kikubamba una like, unaweza share hapo hivyo. Takuwa fiti sana.
Mama, Mungu ananipenda mimi peke yangu.
Acha wakata ni hibli. Walayo.
Atuna sama ni?
Mungu anapendi wewe, anapenda tu mimi.
Kwa nini anapendi?
So ndio unachapa watu.
Raborang's Radio.
Hey. So, last week, on Sunday, I like curated the playlist, yeah, like drill. And someone was asking me, bro, what kind of drillers are you listening right now? And I'm sure, like right now I am doing this dancehall drill music. So you come in and it's like, kuna this dancehall wave that is rejuvenating. Kina Kapi, I think Kapi amerudi kutoa hizo matrack. Alifadhili himself. So the prodigy. Shout out to you, man. I think is the next guy to watch in Nairobi scene this coming month, still December. Alifadhili, Smith, yeah, maboni wazi. So as I mean, I consume hip-hop a lot, especially drill. And now drill is like a genre kabisa. So there's this dancehall drill, kuna R&B drill, kuna gospel drill. Sijui kuna gospel drill, wewe kuna gospel drill kweli? So like drill imekuwa big yet, so iko na sub genres. So nimekuwa nikisikiza like dancehall drill, and Okadinali mazee wana represent hiyo side sana. Nimejaribu sana kukunda playlist ya like this hip hop drill. Of late sijakuwa nikipata like kukawa niweza fix in Okadinali such playlist. So like tunaonanga afadhali niunde dancehall drill then I put Okadinali. Okadinali amekuwa dancehall artist wazi sana. Mimi I'm viewing music in different perspectives. Si lazima tu nione na side moja tu ya hip hop pekee. So like now dancehall is becoming big in Kenya, and Kenya is going to go huge on dancehall tunes in the next 3 months till December. Nataka nitu nizoze ma playlist hapo hivyo. So if you're an artist mazuna play hapo ma trap dancehall ni Nairobi shit, email us on roborantsradio@gmail.com. Tupate chukusema oda gani. Tebuchi kwanza tuone hivi tu zime happen. A lot of things that happened, bruv. Number one, I think I'm a change format, yeah, ku grade KCSE. Ama nimona vitu zangu shit kayo. So, nimona huyo machogo alikuwa mechange. Niliona hiyo news jilini. Likuwa juicy, I think it was a Monday or a Tuesday. Likuwa tu kwa mat. Excuse me, mat za makongeni zikuwa na mambulu, bro. tu Nissan, tuko na tuition, zile gari zenye, hizo tu Nissan zenye. Like Nissan ni kadogo lakini TV ni big hapo mbele. Sasa mnaona TV hadi kwa mabega ya binadamu. So hizi vitu zime sameka like even news nafika saa moja msee. Sijui dereva kwa na Go TV kwa cabin hapo ama nini. So sasa naona news. So machogo walikuwa wamelaunch hiyo stuff. Anasema ati right now there'll be a change on how they're going to analyze on the grading system of the country. So one compulsory subject and five courses that you may pass itafanya imeanisha kuchagua course, and it's okay with that. I feel like it's a good advancement because also I'm saying wezi kwa miva agriculture alafu anaitwa tu juu anaitwa shule anaitwa course ingine juu alipita tu maths biology. Yeah. So I think it's one language, one maths, and three of the best that we have done. You just academia guys, mtaniambia chenye mko hapo, but yeah, that's what I know. Yeah, ni udako na wape. nakambia sahi manze, una focus on your strong subjects. Nakupa tukiwa high school design enye, au kuwa isoma chemistry mse. Julukusha juu hata nisoma iwezi. unasoma ngatu history. I don't know. Tukua nasoma history kweli, me didn't learn, as in, I learned history, but I wasn't reading history. Sikuwa chukua evolving world nianze kusoma. Ama wasa mna doing ya jicheki, kama niye sikula hapo tebu tuambi. Juhu, wamesema story ya like, the strongest subjects that a candidate passes will be used on the grading system that will be there. Hizo advancements zimeweza. Kama itakuwa ya kitu fiti sana kusaidia mastudia achi wasaidia. Kila mba wamoke pande zote hata kama ni ya masomo. Mkujo kunje tutiamak. Lakini manze TikTok yangu mejama kwa conspiracies mingi sana. I need to change my logarithm. Na jani mekwa nikiongele story ya TikTok kwanzi ya episode 1. Na niko jokes na yo story. I need to change my logarithm. Logarithm yangu sikuzi kwa na vitu zingine. Nelanga tu vitu zingine crazy. Saa kuna ingine likuwa naona video ingine ati yu anasema a Muslim lady was like doing the Muslim prayer and ate a pig afterwards. Sijika mwaneo video. Schema ops wali pull up to the beach niggas. walisema wewe lazima tukupate, tutakukuta, nitakukuta bro, nitakukuta. Kuna cha beef za mbali, tutakukuta mse. So the lady she really mocked the Muslim culture, and he's in a Muslim dominated demographic pali yuko. Waso alimkuta bro. Hawataki mchezo. So hapo alimkuta. So she was jailed, mse. Lakini manzi Muslim si mchezo bro. No, it's not like just yeah, because my sentiments it doesn't finally cancel you. It's like you cancel you. Say I'm not in a day, man. Anatakakukulanguru. Na speech Muslim prayer, but alikutwa mzee. The Arabic forces came to her house and said, "Tutakushika na tutakufunga." Yenye lakini Kenya dancehall imehit. Kenya dancehall saizi na watu watakwenda kuzoza maklabu for the next 3 months ni kulipa tu wasanii wa kuimbia dancehall. Toka East Africa. But the AFCON tumekuja East Africa. Shout out to whoever is managing the AFCON government. Bana Kenya East Africa imekuwa chosen to host AFCON 2027. 2027 ama 20 ngapi? Tabu niangalie kwa hii machine. AFCON. Ni 2027. Si huko ni mbali. Lakini I feel like Ruto anafanya hiyo stuff. Mse lakini yeye sababu anapiga misi ya leo ni gani? Yaani hadi niko na made historia. How like najua wanasema ati TikTok is going to be banned on some stuff, blah blah blah. Sijui kama mmesikia story ya. They're proposing that TikTok ibaniwe. And there are many reasons behind that particular clause kuwekwa kwa parliament. So walikuwa wanasema ati like there's a lot of negative feedback about the Kenyan government on TikTok, a lot. More than kwa ground. Najua kwa ground kuna Citizen TV. They can fabricate in news for the better picture of the country. But sasa kuna TikTok mse, the deep dark web mse. Kuna watu wana recording vitu za vitu zingine crazy about the country. So like they're saying like it's a lot of negative shit that is being spread on TikTok. And somehow I was like, that's a good thing. Juu hakuna venye like someone just coming and just throwing sentiments that the president is doing very, very stupid things for the country. Come on to the president, I may realize his stuff is important for his people. Akonadi a council of advisors, bro. Oh, in nani na TikTok yago. I don't know if I'm making sense, but your story on the hindsight, yeah, like negative media on TikTok. But then ni kweli sana. So nilikuwa naona coming that approach of like ku cancel live kwanza. As in ati hakuna live. You cannot live the live feature to be disabled in Kenya on TikTok. Yeah, so to survive kweli. Kwani lives zinakuanga aje? Najua mimi nimejaribu sana kufuatilia ma lives za TikTok. Mimi napenda tu nime scroll juu. I've never been in a live streak of someone for a full session. Kwa sababu na feelingi attention span yangu yuko low. Live. Nao mimi wasa nasikiza. Kani content sami nda kusikiza. Kani tume post mi nda kusikiza. But like a live streak, I don't think I've ever been consistent in one particular profile all through. Maybe nione hii ni mwone. 10 minutes alafu nione sio mingine. 5 minutes ndio sasa ndiko hiyo mse, but kwa consistent on a live stay kwa, but that live feature bado nikitolewa nayo noma juu story ya ule mse wetu anaitwa Brian Chira, which is so sana manzi, like mse amefika mahali ndio amefanya like he's being talked on big platforms mse as a bad example. Sasa juzi mbona interview ya ameruka story bro. Amesema mimi ni huyo mtu mliona huko, huyo si mimi. Eh, deny bro. But the idea of them like removing TikTok is, it's quite insane. Njue iwezekani? Chunga. Taku tadungwa dungwa. Eh, wasa chunga mzee. Juu wanasema ati watch what your kids are. Like very kuna sema very kuna nasema tu, how can they regulate TikTok right now? I don't know what they. Because me girl is angitua tu, are you 18? But you got my summer on that other podcast video on Akina Bobby. Or they just remove that live feature. Ju, waki remove that live feature, they can like regulate the uploaded media. But if you remove that live feature, they don't regulate the uploading feature ju, and yet they can take it down. They can shut down anything bad on the uploading media compared na live. Unajua live mzee kakiwaka kakotu hapo kana kuwakia ukiwa hapo live mzee. Eh, nimekuwa nikifuatilia manze some new artists. There's this artist anaitwa Victor the Rapper. Hata sijui kama kuna subscribers, but he is so lit. Eh, mtu kama huyo manzee akiendelea kuput up that craft. Siwezi imagine his music in like a year now. Juu. He's doing some freestyle refixes. Mera, si, as in, anijui. But I'm just big shouting out to him. Juu TikTok imefanya me realize wasani wengi wapya sana. I had like never negative thoughts about TikTok, but imefanya nimegundua some new better artists. I think Alifadhili nilimjulia TikTok. Currently I'm like listening to like Victor the Rapper. Yeah, I think I umesikia ngoma yake on intro, in the intro of this podcast. That guy is so dope. Nazaenda kuchekecheki. Mafista zake za TikTok ndo wazimu. So I don't know if like YouTube yake iko na mangoma mob, but mimi nimefollow TikTok. That's some dope shit. He is into some dope shit. Hazardous. Sebu jo tuene check wa ma screenshots. Hey, just escaping the matrix mtu wangu. Hey. Da. Hey, maze kumekuwa na maspod podcast on the rise. Like, what's up? Na imagine nikiwa na podcast ya kuongelelea safari rally. Ama mnitaka ajio mtu ya watu kukurezi. No safari rally. Ni grand. This game for people using cars. Hizi masafari ni za wasia za wazungu hizi. MotoGP. Ama ni MotoGP ya wanini. Tuanzisha kitu kayo. Wazio, it will be so fake as fuck. Mena zika neza. Neza kufanya commentary ya hizo stuff. And it's racing. Amekanyaga mafuta. Hey, it's so good people are doing now like sports podcasts. Acha sasa changamke bana, jo content ikujikwa ground. Kwa ground. Is 3 days you nataka kufanya nini? I just want to record like 2 podcasts and like some good music sessions. Eh, also skiza music sessions zetu bana. Zidi kusikiza, share with your friends. Eh, bana. There are a lot of types of music entertainment. Kuna muziki ya club, kuna muziki ya tulia kijani, kuna muziki ya kusikiza kwa guy na mabeste zako. So, Roborance Radio, sisi tuko na wewe kijani, bro. Eh, bana, jo. Sisi like we're family friendly. Ni some ghetto content, but ni family friendly, bana. Usiogope kusikiza na watu wenyu wadogo juu. Awa tarada. Onaramba tada nini? Aji. But I have a Malawian neighbor. Eh, bana. So ni student hapa NKU, but ile students wa crossover. Anitangwa aji. Wale wenye wanakuja kwa country nyingine kusoma. Exchange programs, yeah. He's a exchange program student. So like we've been vibing along. Mimi hata ana ni mpiga mawe pia yeye. Tuko napiga mawe si wote. If you know, you know. So tuko napiga mawe si wote. So you are talking a lot. And conversing a lot about stuff. And sasa tuko namlelea. Sasa tuko namuliza, how are you making money? Now that you are in Nairobi, venye shit na run, unaonaje vitu ni different. And I love the conversation. Ilikuwa just some random recording. Hata thing nilifanya so raw. Adu kisikia mahichihich hapo kwa hiyo audio, like, we just assume, just sikiza tu sikiza chenye anasema. But he's a good friend of mine now. At least mazeli kuna a foreign friend. Akurudiko kwa Malawi, at least. Neza kwa na msewa, pick me up on the airport. manifesting out here. So he's a good friend of mine. Made a conversation. At the end of this podcast, I think, neza rusha hapo kwa kwenvo. Kwa kwa mbore kusana. Yeah. Wuskiza hiyo conversation baro ni biko haji. Na I think after this conversation, neza kwa ngoma kama 10 za kuplay. Mekwa nangisikiza some good afro tunes. Mili tatu hapa na pale. Zika zita kumasha pivi. Niza Kenya tu, kama ngoma kama 15. Mishizi kuza ngoma 15 za kumasha mse. Jo. Zidi kutusikiza the previous podcast ya last tulieka dancehall music, so tunaweza kuona dancehall music yes kule tunaweza kusample hiyo sana kwa
so kama ni msanii bana, enda pale Raburans Radio utafute music session ya last week ya dancehall bana, it was summertime, enda sample hapo my stuff, sample my rhythm kali kali. What it is, the 2012-2011, manze. Those, the clubbing season is back, manze, in our houses. Hey, bro, neze, imagine, we took on a club. It was club season in high school, when you were in high school, in our era. Juna matako watu tulikula.
Hey, matako.
Hey, now, haga na watu likula na kula music fest, because of rhythms, mse. Bro, form ya YCS, lakini matako tumekula. Mungu anajua tu. Bro. Should I be bleeping this shit? Is matako not a correct word? Tebu mniambi. Excuse me, wazemu na konsola tu left, right and center, man. I miss the star. Say, like dancehall scene ya Kenya in a shift. Like, I was really longing for this shit. Timo na ali ride na hip-hop. I feel like Timo brought drill on the low, on the ground. You know, you cannot doubt it. Raburans Radio now to liwakilisha kwa underground drill music. Yeah, so that's easy to represent underground dancehall music. Yeah, bana, kina Uncle Jing Jang. Yeah, acha wa drop mangoma. As in, nisa ngoma jisiko haji. As in, I don't know, it's just catchy. Okay, saku yukulizo muna pende ngoma, ata ujui. Kama jizo ilikono na laiko na sawa nasema ati maze mmekabana boy sana kwa speaker zenye, so mwache hata pumue kwa pastori zenye. Na tumesikia bana boy kwa pastori za watu. Mwaza kuna mkombe ingine hampo zuhi ni imbu aje. Tested and proven, tested. Mse, tumesikia tested and approved kwa stories za kila mse. Insta stories bro. Kachene mse hata pumue bana. Kene ngomba za source of the prodigy.
Da da tin 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 tin. Lakini hiyo rhythm ya Bana Boy inaitwa Taliban. Taliban ni kali.
Wow. Shit.
Lakini wao kichwa wanajiuliza. Yaani any boy you Bryson Messiah ni mzii. Ingoma alitoa kitambo. Bana Boy akakuja kupiga kwa remix yake. Akachukua remix akaiput kwa album yake. How big is this song? Ba. Na sikiza ngoma bano kwa Matrix. Pali uko. Diaspora people manze. Asante sana. Shout out to you bana. Lakini manze nimekuwa nikimedi on football. History ya AFCON. Sasa nimeza kuwa nambani kaza kujambia, is KPL coming back on mainstream?
najua bado futa Kenya jakuja mainstream venye inafaa. Bado sana za kutokea kwa magame. Mbona jana juzi game ya Harambee Starlets wanzia wasaa metana. It was like a half uwanja. But wasaa walijaa. Inaona majezejeze wasaa wameingia na stage. Eh, lakini AFCON 2027 mse. Buda, buda. Kenya lazima ifike sehemu sasa. Sasa ziko home ground bro na mdemere. Naweza imagine tu nenda kwa game ni mane bro. Mane, naona mane live, live. Yeah, nacheki mane live bro. It would be a good time bana. It would really market East Africa as a hub. And now that Nairobi is ahead of, is the big brother. Unajua Nairobi is the big brother. Bro. From the primary school design yenyewe. Kuna napendanga ball sana. Yaani break ilikuwa kulikuwa na short break na long break. Tukiwa primary, kwa ulikuwa primary public school lazima ulikuwa na short break na long break. So like short break ilikuwa ya kupanga formation. Ile yenye tunakuja kutafuta segment. Maji nilifika mahali sasa sasa tunajua kwa uwanja ile ni place wa class 6 wanacheza peke yao, ni place wa class 6 wanachezanga peke yao. So we've created ourselves like some small grounds za street football that we are doing unconsciously. Bro, kama hiyo game ya tuko nafika mahali tunagawana watatu watatu, wanasema 3 people per team. Au sasa maboyo wako 15. Team ni tano, sasa na watu watatu. Na ball ile ya 30 bob ya plastic. Bro, enjoyment, enjoyment. Kama ni kwa Unity, kuna hii side yenye, kama ni kwa ile uwanja, kwa Grao, kuna hii place yenye maclass force huko, pali place ya netball ilikuwa. Hii side ya pre-unit, kunaona mauwanja ndogo ndogo hapo hivyo kwa kona. So like we were used to chill there. A click of like 20 boys too bro onyamiba futa. So ni tag team ya 3 people. Sasa manzi unapigwa mbili ukijitoa, unapigwa mbili ukijitoa, hadi tukaform maligi. I really like love to put such tournaments in Brands Radio, your stuff. Eh bro, nakwambia ilikuwa let me tea break, yo break ya long break ilangonga 40 minutes but ma kufunga na wazame funga na hapo ya kimataifa, ya kimataifa. And that thing was so big. You're like being divided in cocoons. Futa pale, futa pale. Yani ilikuwa inafanya hadi it brought a lot of interest from outside there. Zeni hadi kuna makoches walikuwa na come ku scout talent za tea break bro. Kuna paradu machayo hapo kwa grao bro. Unashanga machayo anafanya nini grao leo? Hey, kama ni msua umono unajua machayo. I think there's no kid who's in umoja who doesn't know machayo. But imagine jo mko class, mko class 7, mko ki long break hivi. Hata ile games time tu, games time ya 3:10. Sasa ile like 3:10 manze meamua, tunacheza hii dima sasa vizuri. Sasa dima isha kuwa tona, mmechanga mbao mbao, kila team metuwa chwani chwani. So chwani tano yusi ni so tano. Maybe ni za paratu mse amejitolea sana, ameona enda anaweza omoka, anaweza omosha team atoe chwani kwa so tatu. So team ni tano, so ni tatu, na kila team iko sana watatu watatu. So ukishinda unakula so ta, so yako safi bro, na mlikuwa mmetoa chwani. Bro, like, ilikuwa Clash of the Titans Royal. Ilikuwa kama Royal Rumble. Good times bana. Lakini boys used to be happy out here. Like I don't even regret growing up in the ghetto in primary school. Man, me I regret like cause I usually had that thought of like mbona singeenda shule nyingine, singeenda kusomea New Light. Bro, and is the games zilikuwa big design yenyewe. I don't give kama ali unapata sasa kama nini wasa wa Unity, metoka Unity. Wasa wa Tumaini, metoka Tumaini Primary School, menapata na 34C bro. Ama menapata na Tuma, menacheza. Bro, mkona mabugs, majama, textbook, lakini mmekuja cheza dimba, Royal. And it really like, But come me, for example, as for me, such things like made me like be so comfortable and love football a lot. Because me, I've done football professionally when I was still a young kid, and say like football has done a lot for me in my life. Me, I was scouted by a coach hapo tu chuo kati break fulani. Naweza kuambia makocha wako zile za like, "Eh, kijana kuja hapa, ni aje, unachezanga wapi, unachezanga position gani?" Bro, mimi ni mtu wa kucheza tu. Mimi ni goal boy wa. Ati mko natona. Tafuteni za viola. Tafuteni za viola. So Saviola was like my name in like primary school. At that time Saviola was playing for Barcelona. Alikuwa number 10. I was like that number 10, bro. Hey, Ozil, nilikuwa playmaker. Sasa like siko school team and I am not in any team outside of home. Lakini chuo najua. Mkitaka sasa taona tafuteni yule kijana Saviola. good times though. So nikiingia kwa team bwana, nikiingia team fulani kubwa moja genje ya umoja ni to Sunrise. Shout out to Sunrise FC. Sijuka siku hizi inasumbua hivyo mwenye alikuwa nasumbua. Ah, inasumbua bana. Coach Collins najua ni mzee. Coach Collins alikuwa msaivishonary sana. Thinking about that. Yeah. Me full time inisaidia and like taking back co-curricular activities to schools. Wanasema like nowadays children are so indoors. That's why Uro lianzisha hiyo curriculum ya CBC. To get the kids active and me I'd say to bring back sports in the primary level. But by the time wanakuja high school imemachua. Ni kuchaguliwa hapo msana na club. Imagine tuko mko AFC Leopard lakini kuna player ako Kakamega High School. Like that is how kina Manchester on a roll, kina Bayern Munich on a roll. Ujia wana kama Saka, ushesikia Saka likuwa like Arsenal first 11. Na kwa sijui 19 years, sama kwa 18. Msa kwa high school lakini anachezea ya Premier League, unawana? Mazee nimekuwa, I'm conscious. I should be talking about music, bro. But it's okay, manze. I'm on my leave season. I'm on my leave. But sasa mimi niko na like some 3 days of producing content. Lazima ngoma mtakapata. Mtakapata mangoma mtakapata. So me want to leave you to listen to this conversation I had with my friend. It's called Starage. And kwa Kimalawi ni Starage, but sasa Kenyans call him Starage. It's the nearest form of a name. So shout out to you, Starage. Yeah. This is Roborance Radio. Peace.
Hey guys, this is Belinda and welcome to Roborance Radio.
So you're saying it's not like... It's not a thing.
It's not a big deal.
It's not a big deal.
Yeah, it's not a big deal. People collect our biometric information all the time. Like, all the time. The fingerprints that you use on your phone.
Even your workplace, you have a like, biometric. At a shule, like, at school, you have a biometric.
Yeah, exactly. So what coin was collecting that information so that they personalize your account? That's for you. It's not even like this. Because for them as a company, they would do that. They need that information from you.
So that information is important.
Yeah.
But you don't know like what they are going to do with that information.
Exactly.
And other purposes.
Even the school.
That is the risk.
Mm. Even the school.
You don't know what is.
They can steal that information for something else. But who will even buy for that information?
Like, but do you know that information can be so useful?
Yeah.
On analysis though.
It can be. It has that potential to be very useful in other means. But nothing like harmful.
So WorldCoin was not a big deal. It was not harmful.
No. This,
bro,
the orbs thing.
The Illuminati's.
They're scanning your eyes. They're just getting biometric information. And they even have that option for you to delete it from their systems, from their files.
Yeah, Mimi, even like I'm asking you. If in Kenya you feel like the reaction was like this, what about if in Malawi we can have a situation, yeah? WorldCoin is there in Malawi. How will it be? So they'll overreact.
Yeah, I guess people, if people are fueling the propaganda that it's bad. But I know in Malawi there's a lot of youth who are invested in cryptocurrency. See,
but it's
they
just
are my customers.
It's just a click of people,
yeah,
though.
Yeah. Other people would go sign up because they understand what's really going on. You know, that's craziness. Like,
it wasn't a big deal. Let us show like on data here too.
Ah, even a, yeah, they all keep our biometric information. Like what? See, they say Facebook, Facebook and Twitter that they steal your information and then they use it for what? Like getting just the same. Like it doesn't even affect you in any way. Like, you as an average man in Kenya,
so you're saying
your information is useless. You're not anyone famous, bro. Like, the fuck are they going to do with your information? It's not a big deal.
But the world going people, it was an hoax on other guys. So. Some people thought it was an hoax. Can you because I saw people like saying, "Oh, you cannot." End the times, you need Asia.
It's all ignorance, man.
Ignorance.
I signed up on WorldCoin in January as soon as I got here. First tweet of being in Korea. I saw like there were those WorldCoin guys and Binance guys coming to campus, calling the students, sign up. And I was like, what? There are crypto companies coming to school.
So, MKU, you have Binance people, had people from Binance.
People from Binance and people from WorldCoin.
Wow, it's like inside MKU the campus.
Inside the campus, like telling, inviting students to sign up. And then after WorldCoin, after signing up, WorldCoin would give you $1 each week for like a month, I think. Up to $9. Each week they were giving you $1, which is like, which was about 110 shillings.
But now they're not giving.
Now they're still giving each week plans. Mm. So that's why a lot of students opened an
account.
Because they were giving out free money. Meanwhile, Binance, they were just there. Mm. You open the account, then you know what to do with it. So people didn't even understand what it was like useless for them. So people flocked.
So WorldCoin was so elaborated.
Yeah.
It was explained well.
No, it doesn't even explain it. It's because we are giving out was
free money.
Yeah, 120 Kenya shillings. Because comrades, they saw that money and they were like,
I thought you are shocked.
Yeah, that's so, why a lot of people open WorldCoin and not a lot of people open Binance.
Hey, but MK, you know, Miliko, I think you have brought like three guys. Me, I think some schools had one. Had one person. Hey, like if MKU has Binance people coming to the school, then that school is a shit.
Yeah, we had them inside the campus, inside the school. They gave permission to come and sign up students. And then banks. And I was like, you guys, in Malawi, we just have to, like, we just see companies online. We don't have any physical evidence that this company is real or it is scam. We are not even sure. And then here, you have the company.
You have
coming
the company
inside this school. You see, you are seeing their shirts, their shit, their merchandise, all that logos and shit. And then what reason would you have to doubt that this is a legit company?
Do you know there are people who didn't show up for that shit?
I signed up, man, the first 3 weeks because I understood, like, what crypto is all about. I never had the opportunity. And then here, I have the opportunity. Yeah, I need to shit up. And surprisingly, people still think it's a scam.
So if there's someone who was from January being given $1 each week, has a lot of money now in his account, free money. Don't you sign up on this shit.
That's why people went crazy with money that time, when the company had finally launched. And then it started.
Everyone is there now.
Yeah, people had crazy money, like 6K, 8K. Like suddenly, without expecting it. So imagine a student just getting 8K from
Evo nowhere. 8K. I think I lost that money because I made one time when I was in university, I made like I got like there's something called help where you're given money.
Yeah.
So me, I bought shoes. I bought Puma Fenty. Like I was.
How much edition. Did you get?
4,500, bro.
4,500.
I was in. I think first year, I think that decision made me not take help again. I felt so useless. I think, imagine. Because I was given like 18K. 4,500. I bought just a pair of shoes.
Jeez,
bro. But it was just my fantasy. It was cosmetic. But it was a good shoe. What have you done? Like, the stupidest decision? Campus. You say. Right now, I have made some stupid decision. Some financial decision, I think I jumped here. What did I do, really? Just for some Puma Fenty's. But I really love that shoe.
I don't really regret my financial decisions.
Mm.
Like, yeah. Because I believe that you should have the capacity to make like a lot of more money. So if you want to be able to do that money, you need to be able to spend it.
You need to spend that money.
You need to spend it. But if you truly believe that you're going to make it back, you need to spend it. Just make it all back.
Uh-huh. Are you not going to the ghetto in Kenya? You feel like you don't know how there is a ghetto here in Kenya. Mm. Have you gone to the ghetto in there? You're seeing people living and you're like, no. It's not in Kenya.
I haven't.
You need to go to some place called...
Mm.
If I tell you, like, people maybe they will laugh.
Mm.
There's a place called Kiambio. That is, yeah. So that is where, like, even the post-election violence started in 2007.
The what?
The post-election violence. So you ever had, like, Kenya had post-election violence?
Mm.
So Kiambio was like the original place where it started. So.
Mm.
If you go there, you won't imagine even this thicker like this. Mm.
Kiambio.
It's a Shamba. Village. And it's not like a village, it's in the city.
Mm.
It's in the city. What is the most ghetto place you've ever been in your life? I think even Kibera is overrated now. They need to go to Kiambio. That place is so deep.
Mm.
Yeah, it has a river even. So, like, it's so dirty. Like, people are... That is their livelihood.
Mm. We also have such ghettos in the capital in Malawi. Like,
is Malawi there are ghettos too?
Yeah. In the capitals. You know, there's always that kind of area where... People stay, like people working in people's houses, what people doing medical jobs, family, household jobs, gardeners, what. What can you say in such places? The whores in such places, they go for like very cheap places.
The whores,
the booze in such areas.
Mm.
Everything is cheap, but of like shitty quality, you know, get on.
Mm.
So they have like bars selling locally made beer.
Changa, they are called Changa, bro. Changlis. So they are like a form of Changa there.
Mm.
So that cheap liquor.
Changa.
Yeah, it's called Changa. If you go to some pub, say, I want to get some Changli.
I think in Malawi it's actually called something like Jambere.
Changa. It even cures typhoid. Even if you are a child, and your father was drinking, he gave you a shot.
I think so, it has
a... Bro, like, you go to the toilet at night in the morning, you're okay.
Mm-hmm.
But it could be, I can't think like living in a new country. I think like I'm going there in my life.
Mm-hmm.
But like, I'd really want to experience that.
Mm.
Starting afresh on a different country, bro.
Mm.
Getting you to know new guys. Like, everything is a new experience.
Yeah.
That new shit, I really would love to enjoy it.